గణానాగణపతి భవామహే కవిం కవీనాభవశ్యవస్తమం జ్యేష్టరాజం బ్రహ్మణా బ్రహ్మణస్పదాన్ శృణ్వన్తో దివిశ్వేత సాదనం ఓం మహాగణపతయే నమః. సదాశివసమారంభాం శంకరాచార్యమధ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్యపర్యంతాం వందే గురు పరంపరాం. స్థాపకాయ చ ధర్మస్య సర్వధర్మస్వరూపిణే అవతారవరిష్టాయ రామకృష్ణాయ తే నమః. సర్వమంగళమాంగళ్యే శివే సర్వార్థసాధ్యే శరణ్యే త్రింబకే గౌరీ నారాయణి నమోస్తుతే. శరణాగత దీనార్థ పరిత్రాణపరాయణే సర్వస్యాతి హరే దేవి దుర్గే దేవి నమోస్తుతే. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ హరే పరమాత్మనే ప్రణతక్లేశనాశాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. ఆపదాభర్తారం దాతారం సర్వసంపదాం లోకాభిరామం శ్రీరామం భూయో భూయో నమామ్యహం. వి స్టార్ట్ ద ఫర్దర్ స్టోరీ రిగార్డింగ్ ద బైండింగ్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ కృష్ణ బై హిస్ మదర్ టు ద మార్టార్ బికాస్ హీ హడ్ బీన్ టూ మిస్చివస్. ఇస్యాంతర్న బహిర్యస్య ద లార్డ్ ఈజ్ వన్ వేర్ ఇస్ నో బిగినింగ్ వేర్ ఇస్ నో ఎండ్ వేర్ ఇస్ నో మిడిల్. హౌ కెన్ యూ క్యాచ్ యూ ఇన్ బైండింగ్ ఇట్ ఆల్? బట్ ఫర్ ది సేక్ ఆఫ్ ద డివోటీస్ హీ హస్ టేకన్ an incarnation as a small boy. So naturally, his mother tried to bind him, as I said. She showed also his might, in the sense that even when she brought miles length of rope, he could be contained in it. Always there were about 3 inches less. However big a rope they brought, there were 3 inches less again. Thus he showed his power. Don't think I am so small. And the ultimate reality, just for your sake, I have taken the form. And when the mother went away, again, that mischief in him cannot be contained. He saw it's a big garden. And in the middle of the garden, there were two twin trees of the Arjun trees. They were not ordinary twins, they were Siamese twins. They were joined together at the end. And it was joined together only on the earth. So there was a little space. God, Lord Krishna, he was slowly drawing the mortar with him, and he was going along. And when there was a cleft between the two trees, in between, he just managed to take his mortar and go there. It was such a big, there were big trees, and he was such a small boy. The moment he went through, both the trees broke and fell down. The Lord caught hold of both the trees and they fell down. And out of them came out two young semi-divine people whose name was Nala and Kubera. They were the sons of Kubera, the chief treasurer of all the gods. And once they were fully drunk, inebriated with liquor. At that time, one Marshi came there. At least the girls who were with them had the sense immediately to go and wear their saris. But these two fellows were shameless. They were standing as it was. They didn't care. Then the Marshi gave them a curse. You are standing like a tree, let you become trees, Arjuna trees. till such time as Lord Krishna himself comes and touches you. At the time he touches you, you will regain your original form. That's what has happened. They knew to the Lord himself. And there's one important prayer which is even repeated in some of the colleges in their morning prayer. Vani guna anukatane stavanav kathayam astav chakaram musu shirastava padamule manastava padyurna. This is Shloka 38 and I think it is 11 or 12. Dasamodhyaya, it is the 10th adhyaya. 38. They said, Lord, you say ask any boon, we want only one boon. From now onwards, let our speech, let it never talk of any nonsense, let it never talk of any gossip. Let them always think of you and let them always talk of your noble qualities, your glowing qualities. That's all we want. Gunanukathani. And Lord, by both the ears, let them not hear anything else in the world. Let them hear only your stories. The stories of our divine leelas. That is what we want. Astavu cha karmasu manastava padamule. No doubt they will have to do some work or other. Let the body and the hand, let them do the work. But my mind, let me always at your lotus feet. Let me always be remembering you. Srityam shirastava nivasa jagat pranami. See, let my memory be always, let me always remember you and be doing with my head, let me be doing again and again prostrations to the entire world. Jagat. Why? What is the reason? Siya Rama Maya Sabjag Jani Karab Pranam Hath Karajodi. The entire world I see as Sita and Rama. Goswami says. In the same way he says, you live there. In the entire world you only live. Wherever I see Lord Krishna. So, let my head always be bowing to the entire world, which is your place of habitation. Drishtis satam darshanestu bhavattarunam. May eyes be glued always to those Mahatmas, to those saints. To which saints? Bhavattaruna. They are all your body. God has got no other body except the body of devotees. So, all these Mahatmas, all these saints, they are your body. So, I consider as your body. So, let me always be seeing you. Let my eyes be used only for seeing them who are actually you, in fact. This is a beautiful prayer to the Lord. Now, one day, what happened was, Krinihi bhav phalaniti shutva sattvara machyutam phalanti dhanya mahadayem yau sarva phalapradam. Even when I was young, in our village, for purchasing vegetables or fruits, we never used to bring cash and give them. No money. We'll bring this much of rice in our south and give it to her, and she will give some two or three, she knows, two or three fruits or some vegetables as you want, she will give. So it is a question of exchange. It was there till, I am talking of say, 1936-37 in my village at Tiruvayya. This is how we used to purchase. Only when you go to some shops and all that you have to take money. Otherwise when they bring, you only have exchange, that's all. I don't know, have you seen it? Yes. Ah, good. You have been a villager like me. So one day, the fruit seller, one lady, one old lady, she was going on the road and she was shouting, "Hey, anybody want fruits? Please purchase my fruits. All fresh fruits I have brought." Then, Palarthi Dhanyamadaye. The moment he heard it, Lord Krishna went home, took this much of grains, either wheat or rice, according to what is used in that place, and he went out and told that Krishna, he wants to purchase phal. He is one who gives phal for all. Whatever you do, the word phala in Hindi and Sanskrit, it means one is fruit and also the result, what you get after doing something. So whatever karmas you do, good thing, bad thing, it is he who gives you the result. So it means the result also. Sarva phala pradaha, all types of phalas he can give, he goes there to purchase phala. And what he did? Phale irapuri phala vikrani tasya chutadhanyam karadvayam. Krishna is so small, even though he is taking, there is so much of space between the two hands, the entire rice or gehu or wheat, whatever he had, they were all falling down, and finally when he went there were not even one or two grains. Then that old lady saw Krishna. Oh my Lord, such a divine boy, I can sacrifice my entire property, whatever I have to him. What is there? Let him not give me any grain. So, phale rapuryat kamam, she took all the fruits, whatever she could carry in her hand, she gave it to him. Krishna, you take it. She just filled up his hand. After all, his hand is so small. See, I remember one of the poems of Rabindranath Tagore. It's a beautiful poem. The poem was, there's a beggar. She goes from house to house knocking so that somebody may come and give him something. That means going from house to house by knocking, this means that he is having various births. Going from birth to birth, that is called going from house to house. And he is not satisfied. He is very frustrated. He is standing on the road. Suddenly he sees, oh, the golden chariot is coming. The King of Kings, he is coming. Ah, the day is made for me. The King of Kings will not pass by this poor fellow. He will stop and he will give me a lot. I cannot say, without my asking he will give me. Lord, today is the best day I have. The King of Kings comes, the chariot comes, he stops with all expectation writ large in his face. The beggar is standing. Ah, now he is going to come down and give me something. The King of Kings got down, came near the beggar. He didn't give him anything. He just put his hands and asked him, "Please, was shocked. Oh my Lord. I thought he will give me and he is asking me. He is the King of Kings. He can't refuse. So from his bag, full of rice, he takes one grain of rice and reluctantly gives it to him. And now what to do? The king walks away. He goes home. And when he emptied the bag of rice, he found there is one golden rice. Then he says, oh my Lord, if only I had given him the entire bag of rice, now I will have the entire bag of golden rice. What have we done? That's what happens. It's a beautiful story because for 1 year I was a teacher. So this came in one of the textbooks. And I myself was enchanted with this poem. That is there. Because I was taking English for those people. It was in that 10th standard. Now, this is over. Now, all the old people in Gokul, along with Nanda, the adopted father of Krishna, they have a meeting. They say, Krishna has to be protected. Since the day the child has been born in Gokula, something or other is happening to him, and by Lord's grace only, he is safe. First that Putana came, then that cyclone like the Trinavarta came, and so many are coming, one after another. It is because of God, my child has escaped all those people. It is better not to continue here. This place is bringing all bad luck for us now. This is a beautiful place called the Vrindavan. We have to go nearly about 20 kilometers, 25 kilometers, but it is worth it. It is a place full of grassland where our cows and calves can graze when necessary. Full of it. Abundant grass is growing there. And full of greeneries. There is a jungle attached to it. And it is very beautiful. So, I suggest that we all move. See, after all, there were like these wandering groups. In Hindi we call them Banjaris. So like that. So at any time they will take their cows and all that, they will go. That's all. So they all decided to move from Gokulam to Vrindavan. And they go. And there are few cots, long cots, Birla cots, in which Nanda, Yashoda and Krishna, they sit in one. And in another they put all their, from all the houses, the various vessels containing curd, butter and milk, all those things. They are suddenly to move, what will they do with that? So they have to take with them, they are taking with them. And others, they are walking by their side. And thus, they all reached Vrindavan. After reaching Vrindavan and settling themselves in the colony by building small huts for themselves, the trouble was not over. Similar demons, Vatsasura, Aghasura, Bakasura. Bakasura was like the heron. Heron, you know, the long white one which stays in the banks of rivers and all that. What do you call it? English, we call it as heron. Yeah. Baka.
Saras.
Eh? Saras. Saras, kehte hain. Like that. So it has got a long neck. It will be sitting with his eyes closed, but will be watching the movie when the fish are moving.
Bagula.
Bagula. Bagula. Bagula. અગ્રભાગે તો બહુ થાય. બગલા કે ફોરન મેં આઈએ એન્ડ સ્કીપિંગ ઇટ્સ માઉથ હા ઓપન એન્ડ ઓલ ધીસ કવર્ડ બોયસ દે વર સરપ્રાઇઝ બાય ધીસ ઓ સો નાઇસ વે નો સી ધ ઇનસાઇડ દે ઓલ વેટ નિયર ટુ સી ઇટ વેલ એન્ડ દે ટચ ઇટ મી ઇટ ડિડન્ટ ડુ એનીથિંગ સો ઓલ ઓફ ધમ કેમ નિયર when all of them came near including Krishna in one gulp it filled them all because it's a giant it is a demon so there is called the Bakasura then there is another called Agasura was a python it's a big serpent like it doesn't move it remains in one place something small to eat they got, he will take it. Something big to eat he got, he will consume it. But it will not go in search of food. It will remain in one place. So he remained there. Again these people saw it kept its mouth up. They thought, they didn't know that it's a serpent. They thought, hey, there's a caveman. Let us go inside. It seems to be Ashtabha. So, thinking it was Vaitalva, all of them entered it deep. And Lord Krishna, he just tore it into pieces and he came out along with them. They were not digested, they came out whole. So thus, all these demons, one after another, they were coming there also to kill Krishna. And Krishna was still surviving. That is there. Now, now one day, Brahma the creator, see remember there are two words in Sanskrit, Brahma and Brahma. Brahma means the ultimate reality whom we call as God, but then we have got 1000 gods. So the Supreme One, who is formless, who is in charge of the entire thing, who creates, who dissolves, who sustains, that ultimate God, we call him as Brahman and we write as Brahma. So Param Brahma, Guru Sakshat Param Brahma. See, Brahman is the root word, but when it is written in instrumental case, objective case and all that, to, from, then when things are added, then it becomes Brahma. So Brahma and Brahma. And see, Brahma the creator is a male, so it is masculine gender. While Brahma, the ultimate supreme, is he a male or a female? Neither. So they made him neutral. Brahma is neutral gender. He is neither a male nor a female. That's why. Now Brahma, he said, yes, Narayana has promised us that he is going to be born in that family of Nanda and in due course he will kill the burden on the earth will be lessened by killing all the unwanted wicked people, the wicked kings and their forces that is there. Brahma, one day he came and saw, he is God, let us see what he is doing. He should be there also looking like a God. On the contrary, his body was full of dust. He was standing along with his friends. The corpses all gone somewhere to graze. They were grazing. Vibradvenum jatarapatiyo shringavetre chakakshe. He is keeping this murli, bamshi. Usko yahan yahan rakhe hue hai. You know the place here. So idhar rakhe hue hai. Vibradvenum jatarapatiyo Shingavetre Chakapche. He is having one stick because they have to graze the cows. And he is also having one of the horns to blow. So for that purpose. Shingavetre Chakapche. Both he is keeping it here. Here that Vamshi and Jaha, ye horn as well as the other one, this stick. And then Vame Panau Masana Gavanam Tatphalam Jangulishu. I don't know whether he is from north or south, because he has brought Dahi Bath. This is the favorite of South people only. So वहाँ खाने के लिए है, for eating purposes, he has brought rice, cooked rice mixed with that. And he is having it in one hand here. And here, he is keeping this achar, this pickles. He is having these pickles. And the other boys, hey, you have got mango achar, I have got lemon. Beautiful. My mother made only yesterday. Come on, come on. So he has already tasted some. He takes from that half and then he gives him. He says, ah, it's very nice. Then, Tishtan Madhye Saparisuvata Hasayan Narmavisvaihi. Krishna is the most humorous person. He goes on talking something and telling them some stories, some jokes. All the people are having laughter, 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 peals of laughter. And he was always telling some jokes, some humor. He was the most humorous one. Humor came from him. He's the God in charge of humor. Yes. Then, Surge Loke Mishdi Bhubuje Yajya Bhukbala Kini. He is the Lord for whom all the food is offered through the yagas and yajnas, through oblations. And such a divine being is standing here and eating the polluted food, the jutan of his friends, and then he is enjoying it. Brahma sahab, this cannot be God. God will not do such bad things, eating the jutan of other people and all that. I don't think so. Let us put him to a test. Now, if you are an expert in football, then what test will you give to another? You will give one football test. And if you are very good in basketball, you will test him in basketball. You will not test him in something else, is it not? So, Lord Brahma, he is famous for creating. So he said, let me test him what he does. So when he was talking and the cows were grazing elsewhere, he took away all the cows and put them in a cave in those mountains, and then he put a big rock and then made them go to sleep by his yoga. That's all. And he came away. Let us see the maja. Let us see what he does. Then, when Krishna saw after a little while, hey, all the cows have gone away. Then come on, let us go. And half of them are yet to take their meats. He said, hey, you all stay here. You take your meats. I will go and find them. So Krishna went alone. So when all these fellows are alone, again Brahmaji took all these fellows, all his friends who are there, all the cowherd boys, and put them in another cave, made them go to sleep by his yoga, and put a big rock, and came away. Now you see, the maja is more. He has got nobody. How he will go back home and say, I don't know, all the cows are lost, all the boys are lost. They will kill him, the other people. Hey, what happened to my boy? So, Krishna knew that it is the mischief of Brahmaji. Oh, he wants to test me. I am his father. It is from my nabi, from the lotus. This fellow came and now ye baap ko test karna chahta hai. He wants to test his father. All right. Then what he did? Abhaya itam atmanam chakre vishwagishwara. Ultimately, Brahmaji never creates. It is all because of the power given by Krishna, all these creation takes place. So ultimately, the entire creation is done by Krishna. He is the master in creation. So he became all the boys. He himself became all the cows. One of the boys, she had six fingers. Similarly, exactly that boy had six fingers here. He created him like that. And there is another boy, he had a big scar here. He created with that big scar. So everybody as they were. Somebody came in blue shirt, somebody came in red shirt, somebody came in indigo shirt. Exactly the same colors. And somebody had a long horn. Somebody had a small horn. Exactly the same. Everybody, their parents will recognize. I gave him this. How does he have this? So nobody should suspect. Exactly, it is a Xerox copy. It is an absolute Xerox copy. That's all. So he made all these. Similarly, he made all those cows also. One of the cow, it had one broken horn. Similarly here, when he made himself duplication, that cow had half a, it had a broken horn. So there also, as they were exactly, not even 0.001% there is any difference. Exactly like that he made. So in the evening, as usual, with all the boys, with all the cows, he went back home. When they all went home, the next day morning, the parents of these boys, they didn't want their sons to go out. Because they themselves do not know. They got such a love for their boys. They want to be with him. They want to love them. They want to embrace them. They want to keep them. So they said, hey, today, why don't you take leave, man? No. Krishna will simply kill us. We have to go. And similarly, they didn't want to let any of the cows from grazing, because the cows and its cows were there. The cows, when they took the milk, they found the milk was not ordinary. The milk was just like a nectar, just like amrit. And they wouldn't leave the mother. Little more. My Lord, when the Lord Himself comes to you as a boy, when the Lord Himself comes as the mother cow, there is a question. There is the highest ananda that you can ever get, for which yogis are striving for janma-janmas and years and years, and here they get it easily. God Himself has gone to their house. That's how they were there. Then matva param brahma sutana bayanne. The child's thought, all these our mothers are not mothers. They are the real Parabrahma Himself. They are very true. This Parabrahma Himself, the ultimate God, the ultimate reality which has taken form. And one year was over. The same duplicate boys and the same duplicate cows. They went on. And at that time, when all were gone, when they were there in the jungle, She was gracing them by the side is going, and all these boys who were Krishna himself, they were all going. It was a sight to see. Everything was so sweet. And there is a big poem. Gitam madhuram muktam madhuram suktam madhuram rupam madhuram. The entire rupa of the Lord, His form, was so sweet. And when you are sleeping there, it was a sight to see. It was very beautiful. It was all so sweet. Suktam madhuram. And when he used to take his basuri, his flute, and he began to play, it was also sweet. Gitam madhuram, peetam madhuram. When the Lord wanted some little water, he will take a glass of water, and when he was drinking, or he may take it from the running, flowing water. When he was drinking, that was very sweet to watch. So everything was sweet. Then, rupam madhuram tilakam madhuram madhuradipate rakhilam madhuram. Even his tilak was madhur. What shall I say? For Lord Krishna, everything, whatever he did, whatever he was very sweet. Madhuradipate rakhilam madhuram. Like that there are about 20 shlokas or so. It's called Madhurashtakam. There are 8 shlokas. Then, after 1 year, Brahma comes and sees. What is it? This fellow is mischievous. He has gone and taken away the rock and he has released them all. He goes back to those caves. After all, he has put them in sleep. The cows are all sleeping in the other cave. All the boys are sleeping. Again, he comes and sees. Then he sees suddenly that all of them were Krishna. All of them were Krishna. His head reels, becomes dizzy. Am I seeing correctly? Then the Lord withdrew the Maya from him. Now he realized it was not himself. He comes down, falls at the feet of Krishna. Krishna, I have brought all the boys, I have brought all the cows, please take them, you can withdraw your xerox copies. And he prays to Krishna, I suspected you, after all, I am an ordinary god, I am subject to all sorts of defects, so I have done this mistake, so please. Uchepanam gadbhagadusya jantoho. You see, a lady is bearing a child with the 9th month or so. The child sometimes kicks the mother from inside. Does she feel unhappy or angry? She's very happy. Oh, my baby is kicking me. She's very happy. Like that, Lord, I have kicked at you. I am in your womb. So please be happy with me. Don't be angry with me. He's asking. And and then there is one shloka where he gives There are 3-4 types of sadhanas. This alone you give, you are entitled to moksha. He gives an instant sadhana formula. Tattenukampam susamikshamanam. This is the 8th shloka in the 14th adhyaya in the 10th skandha. Tattenukampam susamikshamanam. You see, in the amount of sadhanas you may do, you may go to 1,000 pilgrimage places and take bath in 1,000 Ganges or other holy rivers. Or you may stand on your one finger alone and for 20 years without food you can be thinking of God. None of them will get you God. The ultimate way to get God is His grace. His grace is the ultimate. And unless that grace comes, whatever sadhana we may do, you may not succeed in getting the Lord. So in spirituality, that grace is required. What is that grace? It is also scientific. It is scientific in that sense. Normally, according to science, any two objects, they attract each other. If one is bigger and another is smaller, then the power of attraction of the bigger one is greater still. So, when we take our satellite and we go to the moon, they don't go up to the last door of the moon. Some lakhs of kilometers away they stop it. And then, so far they were running on aviation petrol. They stop, it's thrown to the engine. No more petrol is given. So now it can't run. It stops there. Then what happens is, it is within the ambit of the gravitational force of the moon. The moon is so big, and your all these people along with that
satellite
is so small. So in no minute it can take you there, it can take you. So that gravitational force, that first word G-R-A, they took it. And then your end is force, C-E. That C-E is put. It is called the grace. It is only the gravitational force of that Lord. Without His kripa, you cannot do. We call it kripa. You call it as grace. You call it anything. And another important factor here is, even for that grace, we have to work a little. Say in the MBBS examination, 40% is the minimum mark. One boy, he has got 39%. Then the moderation committee says, he has worked too hard, he has got 39. So let us give one more mark, he gets his MBBS. On the contrary, if somebody has written only one question out of 12 questions and he got only, say, 7 marks out of 100, will somebody give you the grace of other 33 marks? No. So you have to work hard, you have to do your best, and then the Lord takes you over. So even for the grace, you have to work hard and do something and only the grace comes, the grace mark comes. Otherwise the grace mark won't come. And the Lord doesn't give you 1 mark or 2 marks. He does a lot of grace. But even then you are so unfit. Once it so happened, there were some 6 people who were very good in yoga. They went to a guru and learned in their early days, and then they did a lot of sadhanas and they were considered the top in yoga practices. And they become guru by themselves. They were all in Delhi and they got plenty of people as their shishas and they were teaching them all. One day they were thinking within themselves in their houses, Hey, so many years over, we have done so much of sadhana. And why? The God should have put some office order by this time that we have been declared as Jivanuktas. But nothing comes. Either the God is sleeping or something wrong has happened. Something wrong has happened. The very next day, all the six of them got their email message. The message was, this is God speaking, and today evening at 4 o'clock, you all present yourself at the Hanuman Mandir in your colony. There will be a question paper, there will be some white sheets to answer, and there will be a pen. You need not bring anything. And you take the question paper, you answer it. Within a few minutes, the papers will disappear and come back to you within another 2-3 minutes with marks. Those who get the first rank and the second rank, they will be taken to Vaikuntha by me today itself. The rest in due course. They were all happy. They went to the evening, the question paper was there, and they all answered very well, excellently. The paper disappeared. It came back. The topmost mark was 8. Here the one point is, the question paper, it was not put how many total marks. For each question, how many marks, it is not there at all. The marks distribution, nothing is known. You don't know whether the question paper was meant for 100 or for 10, nothing is known. But the mark given is 8. The next is 7. Then others 4, 3, like that. Now, even though they got till, there is only a competitive examination. So, the first two, even if they got 5 marks, they have to be taken according to the contract to Vaikuntha. But their ego made them ask one question. So they turned towards God like this. God, these 8 marks you have given, it is out of 10 or 20 or 100. The second person asked the same question. Then there was an Akashwani. There was an aerial voice. The voice said, this is neither out of 10 or 20 or 30. This is out of pity. This is the answer they got. So, Tate Nukampam, Sasamichavana, Bhunjanayeva, Atmakritam, Vipakam. Then, whatever sufferings in this birth, whatever sorrows, unhappiness, all these things may come in this birth. Don't complain. No complaints. No demands. Then, Bhujjaneva Atmakritam Vipakam. These are all the result of what you have done in your previous birth. These are all your pravardha. You did something wrong. So, don't blame anybody. Quietly, happily, you just experience all those unhappiness, the sufferings, miseries. That's all. Happily you go through them all. Don't complain. You say, this is what I did. So, I am having it. So, Lord, you have given me correctly. It is just. So, this is one. That is, patiently to tolerate whatever unhappiness, miseries that come. This is number 2. Then, Hridvak Vapurbhir Vidadhan Namaste. Through your heart or mind, through your speech, through your entire body, always be doing bowing to the Lord. Lord, I bow to you. Lord, I prostrate before you. All these things I surrender to you. See, Hriday, your heart, how can you bow with it? There is no question of its bowing. The entire idea is surrender all these three things to Him. All your powers, everything you say, Lord, it is all thine, it is all thine, I possess nothing, it is all yours. So, the third thing is surrender yourself completely to the Lord. These three things when we did, when we do, Jivetayo Mukti Padaya Sadaya Bhav, a man who lives like that, he is entitled to enter into the moksha, moksha door. Moksha Padaya Sadaya Bhav. He becomes a partner for entering into the final state of nirvana or liberation. He gets liberated. So these three things we do even is sufficient. So this is a sadhana. Now then he says, this is really how lucky these people are. Aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam, nanda gopa vraja ukasam. What sort of punya they have done. How lucky they are, these nandas and all these cowherds and all the people who live in your colony that is called Vraja. What a bhagya that Lord Himself is coming among them and is playing as a small boy. Yan mitram paramanandam purnam brahma sanatanam. For all these boys, what is Krishna? Krishna is their friend. They put their hand on him, they slap him, they got himself with a mitra. And what a luck they all have. Thus, he goes back with the permission of the Lord. Now, what happened was, see, they were on the banks of Yamuna River. This Vrindavan is on the banks of Yamuna River. Even now it is there. Inside the Yamuna River, there is a small enclosure, a pond. And in that pond, a very big serpent was living with all its parivar, with all its family members, which and hundreds of wives and hundreds of children. It was there. It was called the Kaliya. It was there. It was there in that area only. So that entire pond, that water was absolutely poisonous. The boys didn't know. They were all going towards the Yamuna River for playing. Some of them ran fast and they were feeling thirsty. They went and took the water and drank. Immediately they fell down dead. Lord Krishna saw, yes, it is full of the serpent in this Kaliya is very, very arrogant. He has got thousands of hoops like Adishesha. I will have to teach him a lesson. The Lord climbed onto a tree which was there on the shore, on the banks of the river, and then jumped on that main serpent which is lying there on its hood. With great fury, it raised all its hooves and got up and tried to shake him off. It is not easy to shake off when Lord has caught you once. It is easy to shake off when you have caught. Once and then shake him off and go back to cinemas and TVs. But not when God has caught you. So he has caught him. So he was going on dancing from one to another till each hood broke and blood was flowing out and it couldn't reach its hood. Like that all the hoods, they were broken. Multi-fracture of the hoods. So, for a long time there is a fight. By the time somebody has gone and told Nanda and other people, see, what a strategic man was Krishna. Throughout he will prove in the warfare and all that. As Balarama was originally Adishesha himself, he's a serpent. If he goes on hitting at the serpent, he will feel bad. So that day he didn't take him with him. He was left in the arms on that day. Whenever there was a serpent involved, he will never take Balarama. In three cases it has happened. Then Agastya was like a python, he was standing. On that day also he left him at his house. Let him not see all these things, he will feel very bad. Because aprahi log hai na, people belong to his community. So he didn't want to offend him. Very strategic. Very diplomatic. Strategic and diplomatic. Understand? So, when it was done, he was about to die, because all these hoops are broken. How can it live? It was having deep breath with difficulty. I think it won't survive for long. All the wives of those, of that serpent, Naga Kaliya, they came up and then they bowed to the Lord. And they said, Lord, it is you who has created him. It is you who has created such a fury to all the serpents. You gave that thing. So you can't blame him. You gave the poison to him. Did he give poison to man? But you kept the poison in me. So naturally it was using them. So you can't blame them. But even if you consider it as arrogance, please forgive him. He won't do it again. At least with you. So they are all of them are asking him, Na yogi danda krita kalpiteshmin tava avataram khala nigrahaye. Lord, you are the ultimate reality. You have taken this form for controlling and eliminating all the wicked people from this world. And naturally, my husband, you have to categorize him. He is not a saint. He is definitely a wicked fellow. So he has done. So whatever you did, it's a very correct punishment. It's a very correct punishment. But let our husband live long so that we can be pativartas. So we don't want to become widows. So for our sake, you forgive him and see that he is again rejuvenated properly. By that time, this Kali also has recovered his consciousness a little. It also bows to the Lord and tells him, Vayam kalasa vatpatyam tamasaha dirgamanyam svabhavo dustajonathem. You see, whatever is your natural quality from birth, can you leave it so easily? So, this fury, this anger, all these things are our nature. So, we are only telling, doing what is our nature demands. And secondly, Toya Srishtam Idam Vishwam, the entire universe, including my husband, they were all created by you. So, we have created them with different qualities, and my husband has been created like this. The Kali himself says, you have created me like this. Bhavan King Karan Tata Sarvajnyogati Ishwara Anugraham Nigraham Bha Manese Tadhi Degna. So we are completely at your feet. I surrender myself to you. If you want to do Anugrah and bless me, please do. If you want to smash me to pieces, please do. Whatever you think it is meet, it is proper, you please do it. Then he himself has just asked. The Lord said, look here. This place is Jamuna River where many people may come. They are not aware. So you leave this place and go elsewhere. Kaliya said, sir, do you know why am I living here? once there is a contact between Garuda, the vehicle of Vishnu, and all we Nagas, that every month we will take some food and we will give it for Garuda. We were doing it for quite some time. One day this Kali has said, why? Let him. So today I am going to take all this food. So before Garuda came, he finished all the food. So when Garuda knew it, he just flew at him and began to wound him. Then he ran away along with his family and sought shelter in this pond. Then how it is sheltered here also can it not come? Once before, there are a lot of fish in this pond. There is a saint also there in the waters. And one day the Garuda came and began to eat all the fish. They all approached the saint, please save us. Then she cursed the Garuda. If ever you come to this place and touch anything, your head will be burst into 1,000 pieces. Since then, he cannot come here. He is the only safe place for us. So we are here. The Lord said, you see, now I have danced over you. So the imprint of my foot are there on you. No Garuda can touch you. No enemy can touch you. You go free. Go anywhere and live. So thus, Kaliya along with his family was banished from that place. He went back. So this is the story of Kaliya Mardhanam. You go to Vrindavan. Those people will take you. They will say, here is the place that Kaliya danced. Keep some dakshina. He kept 10 rupees. 10 rupees. Bhagavan ne Kaliya Mardhan itni badi kiya. 10 rupees. Hey, put 1,000 rupees, man. Pandan book. So, this is what they will tell you. What happened was, see, it is years since Krishna came into this world. So, people have already forgotten. Say, now, today he is there. After 200 years, grandson wants to know where my grandfather Dr. Sharma played, which was the house. Who will remember where he played? If it played anywhere in that house. So similarly, everybody has forgotten. Then Mahaprabhu Chaitanya, he called his prime Shishya Sanatan Goswami and told him, you go there, people's recollection of Krishna should start. I give you the power, when you go there, you will know where Nanda Gopa's hut, where it was. They will know where the Kaliya Mardhana took place, where Brahmaji came and tested him. All those places you revive in the memory of people and let people start worshipping Lord Krishna. This he was sent and he did all those things and he was the first to come over there. So his Samadhi is still there, Sanatana Goswami. He built one, the first temple was built by him. I don't remember, it is called Setu Madhav temple or something. Madhav, the word comes. And Mughals completely devastated the entire temple. Then they have built another within about half a kilometer, the same Setu Madhav temple is still there. And wherever some paisa comes, the archaeology came. They said, oh, these are all quite nice. The latest one, not even the old one, what is there? So they said, we are taking over. So that's the thing. And when the government has taken over, now no paisa is coming. People say, this is going to the government. What should we do? This is what is happening. And then in between, there was a day when all of them were sleeping outside. In the jungle, they went on a picnic and then all round there is a forest fire. It suddenly comes through the various plants, these trees rubbing against each other due to friction. Thus, the entire jungle catches fire. They were in the mist. Then they say, oh Krishna, please save us. Krishna said, shut your eyes. Then he said, open your eyes, they were outside the fire. They already come out. So he performed all these things. Then Now, when Krishna is not there, after all the time he cannot be here, he will be in his house also. How the gopis were spending that time? They never felt the absence of Krishna, even for 1 minute. They found at all times Krishna was there before them. And how? They say, Danyasma mudhamata yogi harinyayetaha. Normally we call the deers hiran. We call them as fools. Because wherever there is a sound of music coming, they will stop and begin to hear. And then the hunter goes, he will first play on the flute, he will make them stop, and then playing on it, he will go near them and catch them. So they are called fools. But in spite of it, they say, the male deers, I think they are called, what are they called in English? Stag. They are called stag. It so happened, all of them are there, Krishna is still playing flute. They say, they are still seeing, Krishna is playing flute. Where does he go? He doesn't go home at all. He is always with us. See here. All these fools, dears, even they have become clever. How? Saha Krishna Sara. See, our luck. Our husbands won't come to Krishna. We have come alone. So none of our husbands have come. See them all. Number one husband. Number two husband. They have come with all their husbands. How clever they are, we call them fools. And they are all here. So don't say that Krishna is not here. See here, all these are looking at Krishna only. Then they say, Prayopatamba vegaham muniyo vanespinne Krishna chitam tamiltam kalavenu gitam. You see here, Krishna is very much here. I will prove. All these small birds, they are all sitting here. They are making single sound. Otherwise, where there are even 4 or 5, they are going on making noise. And see here, you know why? They are not birds, man. All the maharishis, all the great saints, in order to see Krishna, they have all come as birds. And that is why they are sitting in mound. They are sitting silently and watching Krishna. Only Krishna can play on the flute. Nobody else can make any noise. They are there. And you still say that Krishna is not here? Then why are they here? All these people. So like that, they are singing that Krishna is always with us. And it so happened, in the just the winter is over, then it is spring. The spring season has started. All the girls have, especially these unmarried girls there, they have made a vrata that for full 1 year they will take some vrata. And then finally they will come there, just before the Katyayini's temple, the Devi's temple, there's a small pond or something, or river. So there they will take bath and then they go and finally offer their puja to the mother. With that, their things will be over. Why are they taking this vrata? The vrata says that all of them, they said, please make Krishna our husband. We want nobody else. So, all the unmarried girls wanted Krishna. I think the only boy, perhaps. No, there are others also, Gopas, but they were not as attractive. So, they wanted Krishna. They said, Katyayini Mahamayim Mahayogin Nadishwarim Nanda Gopasutam Devi Patimbe Gurute Namaha. Nanda Gopal son Krishna, please. Otherwise they may not bring some other Krishna from somewhere. So they say, son of Nanda Gopal. They are really correct. So what they did, they took off all their clothes, because there is nobody else there. So they went into the river and they were playing and they were taking their bath. They were to go and pray before the mother and then the things would be in there. Krishna happened to come there. He saw all the dresses were there. And when they were all playing without their seeing, he went and took all their clothes, caught up into the tree, and he was sitting there. After a bath, when they all came, they couldn't find him. Then they requested him, Krishna, please don't do all these things. Give back our clothes. See, later on it comes, but still I can tell you. We will think that these are not ordinary mischiefs. These are mischiefs which will be bordering on sin or bordering on wicked acts. There are other purposes for which I have come. Number one, the one who gives all the results are not the various gods. Krishna, the ultimate Lord, it is He who gives the results. So they have done it okay. So the phala has to be given by Him. So He Himself gave and waited for them because they are innocent girls. Number two, as he used to tell them, according to the Shastras, when in Vrata, nobody is allowed to take bath without dress, then it has got no effect at all. That is why you want to teach them a lesson. What you are doing is against the scriptures. That is another reason for this purpose. And thirdly, after this is going to come when the Lord is going to take in one hand the entire Govardhan Parvata. There He says, He is a 7-year-old boy. Yes, saptaha, you know, bhalo. He is 7 years. And this is sometime before it. Even if it is 2 months before, he cannot be above 7. So you can't accuse a 7-year-old boy as having wicked notions at all. There is an age where he doesn't know wickedness. You know, in our villages in those days, we never knew who is male, who is female. All the girls, all the boys, we used to play together and go back home. So that was the case at that time. And here is a boy of 7. He has not yet reached 7. He is going to reach it only after this in the Govardhana incident only. Then with difficulty, when they say, he said, you do a namaskar like that, then only I will. Then they can't do it. Then somehow, you see, when the God Himself comes, there is no question of any lajja or anything. You are absolutely there. That is why when a person takes sannyas, there is the one time when we drop our dress in the river itself after taking our sannyas vows. They are called Pirsha Mantras. Three powerful mantras. We do that and then come to the Guru absolutely naked and do our namaskar. Then when you get up, He gives you your new clothes made of this color. The new clothes are given with a mantra it has been worn. Then again He gives you a stick. It is called the danda. It is also given with a mantra. If you want to keep it, then you are called Dandi Sannyasi. Otherwise, you throw it in the Ganges again with the same mantra, not without the mantra, simply throw it. You throw it like that. So, it's all being done like that. It's all necessary. Thus, the Lord told them, you are all doing something wrong. So, that's why I want to teach you. Well, the purpose for which you have done all these things, I give you the result, completely. I am very well happy with you all. He sent them back. Then the next one is, now we are coming to this Govardhan Leela, and we will do it tomorrow. Today we stop with this. Yes. When Govardhana is over, then Rasila, then Kamsa calls him, he goes and kills Kamsa and all that. So the main thing is only Govardhan Leela and Rasila. Swasti Pajabhya Paripalim Tamya Yena Margena Mahimahisha Gubramne Vesabhastritam Loka Samatha Sukhino Bhavantu Kali Vishnu Pratinya Prativisa Sajarani Desha Vimchoparika Mahapadana Sundari Bhaya Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina Sarve Santu Niramaya Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kaschid Dukabhad Bhavit. Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina. Let all people be happy in this world. Sarve Santu Niramaya. Let all people remain without any disease, any ailments in them. Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu. Let always all people come across good things only. Ma Kaschid Dukabhavi. May not a single people ever encounter any sorrow or misery or suffering. So this is our prayer. We never pray for ourselves. In the prayers for, I'm not committing, it's also correct in their own way, but they need evolve to their extent. In the Christianity they say, give us this day our daily bread. It is not for all. He means he and his family only. There. But we always want that everybody should be happy. That's all. So with this we stop. Om Kayena Vachamar Sem Dhirma Vidyatmana Vapagate Subhava Karomi Tasakalam Parasme Narayana Yidhi Samarpayami Narayana 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 Narayana